Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Welcome all to the house of the Lord. Welcome to your Father's house on another beautiful day that God has created just for us. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it at all times. Amen. It's so important for us to always be glad. The Lord spoke to me yesterday while I was going from the living room to the kitchen. He said, "Hey, dude." I said, "Yes, Lord." He said, "You need to laugh a little bit." I said, "All right, Lord." And he also said, "You need to have a little bit more fun." Imagine, the Lord said that to me. And that's all he said. He said, "Hey, bro." I said, "Yes, Lord." So you need to laugh, and you need to have fun. But he didn't say fun. He said it in a way that I understood as finding enjoyment. Enjoy life. He didn't say have fun. He say, go find enjoyment. So what I did is I went over to Arundel Mills Mall with my daughter. I didn't do any shopping therapy or anything like that. I did buy, you know, my daughter, you know, more toys than what she needs. And that was very enjoyable. And I went and did an exchange on an item that I had ordered for myself, just some thicker pants, you know, for the winter, you know, months that's coming up, the cold nights coming in. Just preparing myself, you know, for the new season. And I think about the words that are found in the words of the Lord in the Bible, that says, and we shall be glad in it. You know? God instructs all of us, and he commands all of us to always be glad this day, today. Don't let the enemy steal your happiness. Don't let the enemy steal your joy. Don't let circumstances have an influence on how you perceive things. Perceive things from a negative point of view. Because then that messes up everything, and what the Lord is doing, what he has been doing. You don't want to get robbed from your blessing, from revelation, from where you are going. Always remain steadfast in God, but in an attitude of happiness. Because after all, God is love, is he not? He's love, right? Amen? Amen. And we shall rejoice, and we shall be glad in it. Praise God. Let us start out with a word of prayer, shall we? Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we exalt you and we praise you. I thank you, Lord, so very much for the saints who are here this morning. I thank you, Lord, so very much for everyone who's watching right now online, whether it's live or after the fact. I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that I have to share the word of God today. And Lord, I do it with gladness. And your people, Lord, also receive your word with gladness. I pray, Lord, for whatever circumstances that we might be going through, for whatever trials and tribulations that we might be faced with, or whatever, Lord, thing we find ourselves in, Lord, may we always rest in your promises, in your strength, in your power, and in your glory at all times. We thank you, Lord, that your eyes are upon us every single moment of life. As a matter of fact, Lord, your eyes never leave us, nor do they forsake us, Lord. Lord, we bless your holy name. And as we study your word this morning, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will minister to your people on a one-on-one. May your people see you and hear you. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Amen. Do we have our Bibles this morning? Yes? Yes? Amen. Turn with me to a very well-known verse found in Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. And then we're going to turn to verse 13. Give you a moment there. Are we all there? What does Philippians 4:13 say? I want you to say that once again.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Good. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I think this is a set of words that we could memorize and say over and over and over again throughout a day. Let it come out of your mouth. Speak it. You want to call something into existence? Why don't we start out with this? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, a lot of preachers, they might joke around here and say, you know what all means in the Greek and Hebrew? You know, it still means all. Well, jokes aside, it still does mean all. But I want us to also understand a true meaning, a true revelation of these set of verses here that we're going to read. As I was putting this together, I was like, man, this sounds like a Wednesday night meeting. The battle is already won service, Wednesday, right? The battle's already won Wednesday, evening service. But then I said to myself, you know, this is a verse that we need when we are down, when we are sick, when, you know, there are a lot of people right now who are stuffed up, who have a runny nose, who have a cold, who are going through all types of things, and even beyond, that can use a reaffirmation from the Word of God. Let's start out with this. The servant of the Lord, a minister, someone who serves God, someone who works for the Lord, someone who does things for the Lord, can be content in every single circumstance, no matter where they find themselves in. And they could do that through Christ. But that individual cannot be content in any sort of circumstance they find themselves in apart from Christ. You notice that? If you are apart from God, if you are separated from the Lord, if you have decided to take things into your own hands, figure things out on your own, if you try to do things on your own accord, by your own reasoning, to what you think is best, so many things I can say, then that's when you're going to start having what's known as difficulties. Difficulties. I want you to notice right now exactly what this verse is saying. I can. Does the verse say that?
Yes.
I can. Does that mean that you can?
Yes.
Sometimes? All the time? I like that answer. I can through Christ. This verse is saying, I can through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. I can through Christ. Does it stop there? No. Christ who strengthens me. I can through Christ who strengthens me. And as a bonus, you can add on there, all things. I can do all things. You see, our Lord does not need to do all things for the believers. Did you know that? No? You know, I know some people, I'm not going to name them. I know some people who once upon a time didn't think that they could ever drive. And they got their driver's license when they were 36, 38. They might or might not be in service today. And I'll just leave it at that. There are some people that got their license later in life. But they prayed. This was a necessity. Yes. Right? And what did the Lord Jesus do? Did the Lord Jesus come and drive the car for them? No. The Lord will never be your chauffeur. I could guarantee you that. All right? I'll tell the Lord all the time, Lord, you take this plane. I'll just be the co-pilot. But guess what? I'm still sitting in the left seat. I'm flying that plane. Come on now. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. I want you to know one thing. That the Lord Jesus Christ will not always be doing everything for the believer. And neither does the believer do everything by himself or herself. Right? Understand both sides of the coin. The Lord will not be doing every single thing for you. The Lord is not here to babysit us. The Lord is not here to just always be chaperoning us. We don't like to be chaperoned, right? We're grown adults. We haven't liked being chaperoned ever since we started walking, probably. And so that continues on. But also understand that you cannot do all things by yourself, neither. You need God. You have to understand both of those things for this verse to make sense. It is both the Lord and the believer of the Lord that have a part in conquering every single circumstance that they are faced in life. It takes the two of them. Amen? And by all means, and I know I say that term all the time, by all means, understand what I'm saying here right now. Let's put it all together. Maybe some of us might not have realized to this day that you might not be inputting God into your situation as you should or as how the Lord would like you to. Is it okay for me to say that? If I say something like that, will you take the time to analyze your personal situation today and do a serious assessment? Have an honest moment with yourself. Have I included the Lord Jesus in every situation in my life the way that He would want me to? Because right now, man, this is just not working. And I've been going through this struggle for way too long. Am I including the Lord in this journey? Does He have His rightful place in my life, in my situation? This is a valid question. And I believe this is a healthy spiritual analysis that we need to do from time to time. I'm going to include myself. I'm very diligent to consult the Lord about any major decision that I'm going to do and also small decisions. I've mentioned this, I believe, two or three times, I don't know, within the last couple of years or so, that there are times when I ask the Lord what color tie He wants me to wear. That's how diligent I am with God. So, Lord, what do you want me to put on today? How do you want me to dress? Even to the finest details, I would love to include my Lord. I would love His opinion. I would love to think what He thinks about it. I always want to please my Lord, and I always want to be in His good sight. So this is the terminology that I want to say? This relationship takes two. It is never just one. Are you willing to accept that?
Yes.
It is never just the Lord. And it is never just you. You and the Lord, you walk together. You walk in one accord. You can do all things. And you can do it through Christ, who gives you that strength to do just that. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. This verse is not on the list. Can you put up for me, please, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Ephesians 3, 16. I decided to add this morning just to prove a point here. Thank you. The Word of God says that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man. I preached on this verse here this past Sunday morning. This past Sunday morning service turned out to be way different than what I had ever imagined. And I bless the name of the Lord for that. God wants to strengthen your inner man every single day of your life. Just as much as this morning you might have had breakfast to get you started, or maybe if your body is accustomed to not having breakfast, I'm sure that you're going to eat lunch. If in case you skip breakfast and lunch, I am positive that you're not going to skip dinner. Because then that's just a fast. So right, or a very strict diet. But that's a diet that you're not going to last very long. Right? That's like the disappearing diet. You're slowly phasing away. But nonetheless, the Lord strengthens your inner man every single day. And why does He do that? So we could just lay around and do nothing? He strengthens you for work purposes, for the work that you need to do here on earth. It doesn't matter what your portion is here on earth. The Lord gives me strength to get up every single day in the morning. The Lord has blessed me with eyesight, with great eyesight, perfect hearing. He has blessed me with pipes that I can speak, and I can speak boldly with confidence. Amen? Everything that I do, I am able to do through the grace of God. But it's not just me. It is every single one of us. How many of us have heard stories of people say, Lord, if you would heal me of A, B, and C, I promise you that I will do such and such and such for the rest of my life. And the Lord heard that prayer and healed that person. And now they're great evangelists. They're great pastors. They are leaders, and they have established organizations, and they have established ministries for the Lord, and they are on the go. They're keeping their end of the bargain. Amen? Why? Because it is God who gave you that strength in the inner man. It is God who has given you. You see how that works? Amen? Amen. You see, all that a believer needs to do is declare, I can. I can do this. And he or she gets up and faces whatever circumstance they are faced with head on. And it is then and only then that the Lord steps in and strengthens the believer when he takes on circumstances. The Lord's got your back. You see how that works? God infuses strength into the believer while the believer is tackling problems, circumstances. There is no need for strength unless the believer is facing and struggling against something. And that's when God steps in and does the impossible. Whenever we are exhausted, spent, whenever we have done all that we can do and we can no longer do, that's when God comes in and does the impossible. Amen? This is how that works. I was going to wait to give this verse here, but I think it's appropriate for me to give it right now. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. I want to jump to this right now. Let me show you this. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you having all sufficiency in all things, you can do all things through Christ. Can you not? So once again, having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. Does it make a little bit more sense? I was going to wait to deliver this verse here, but I think right now is the right time. You can do this. I should have probably titled this message today, "You Can Do This." Right? That would have been a pretty good title. But nonetheless, you can. You can do all things through Christ. And it is only Him that you can do it through, because that's where you receive your strength. That's the only way. You see, the believer does not need extra strength to rise and face a particular circumstance. The Lord has already built you to face that circumstance. He made you perfect. You are built for this. And that is any believer. If you believe in Christ, done. No matter who you are, the Lord has strengthened you and He has risen you to face any circumstance that you will be confronted with. And that's how that works. These are all promises that we are finding right now in the Word of God, brothers and sisters. These are all promises in the Lord. Right now, I want to reread 2 Corinthians 9:8. And I want to show you something that I've noticed here recently. Look at this. Once again, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. Amen. It almost seems to me that the Lord wants to give you all. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say this totally different. I just got corrected right now. Forgive me, Lord. He has already given you all things. Take that. The Lord says, I have already given all things to them. You already have it. Thank you, Jesus. Notice the alls in this verse. All grace. Always. That is, all of the time. All sufficiency. All things. Every good work. Every single thing is like the Lord is like, here, just take that, take that, take that. And what are we going to do with it? Are we just going to put it in a memory file, in a memory bank? Or are we going to put it to use? God has already given you every single thing. The believer does not need, and I said, Lord, Do you want me to say this? Say, yeah. Yes. And this is where things get a little bit tough. You see, the believer does not need strength to begin to conquer some of the struggles or solve sort of circumstances that they are faced with. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, well, why is it that I always am confronted with so many things at times? And the Lord said, Because they want to be pampered. They want the easy way. They want the easy route. They want you to solve their problems. And he said a few other things also. But this is as far as I can say. Part of a pastor's job is to provide counseling, is to provide nurture, but it's also to guide and to lead. There's a saying that goes in the American culture, you can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink, right? You see, part of a pastor's job is to share the word of God and make it understandable and do so through the Spirit of God. And it is, one of the titles is to be a teacher and everything else in between, but there's no buts. A pastor is here to pray for you, to cover you in prayer. A pastoral covering is something that is beautiful, is something that is wonderful. And you don't want to rob yourself from a pastoral covering. All right? Don't be, a runny rabbit. Always on a run. Somebody always chasing after you, you know. Put yourself under a pastoral covering, under the right pastor, as whom the Lord has for you, for every single one of you. But understand one thing. You don't need extra strength to face a situation. Understand when I say this. Or if you feel as though you're about to get into a struggle or to find yourself inside of a circumstance, you don't need extra strength for that. Because God, as he said just a few minutes ago, he has already given you that strength. For one, he's already conquered every single situation. He's already conquered every problem. And the enemy is a defeated foe. And we don't give him any more credit than he deserves at all. He doesn't deserve any credit whatsoever. He's already been defeated. You see, you have already been strengthened to fight against every single circumstance. It is only when the believer has exhausted what he can do, which is when a special infusion of strength of the Lord at that particular time is needed. And this is where the Lord will never leave you and never forsake you. You see, the Lord will never leave someone out to hang if that person never entered the battle. True or false? How can the Lord leave you hanging if you never even went and swung once? Pastor, are you saying that we are always supposed to be in a struggle? No. But the Lord did also say that we are more than conquerors through Christ, right? What is there to conquer if you don't ever have a setback? Unless if we have the perfect life here this morning. I tell my wife all the time, you have the perfect life. Like, no, I don't. I say, oh yes, you do. You are so blessed right now. You have like everything. She's got perfect health. She's never upset about anything. She's always happy. She always has a smile. When she prays, it always happens on the spot. Between so many other things, she has so much favor over her life, right? And she's not here today. But I tease her all the time. You have the perfect life. Who else in here has a perfect life? Amen, sister. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Who else? Amen. Co-pastor. By faith, right? I'm kidding. Brothers and sisters, right now is the right time. Let's go. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. If you'd like to turn there with me. 2 Corinthians 12, we're going to start reading verse 9. Are we there? 2 Corinthians 12, starting in verse 9, reads, "And he said to me, and the Lord said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in what? In what?
Weakness.
The strength of God is made perfect." Let's pause in there for just a moment. In weakness. Do you know who wrote these verses? These words?
Paul.
Paul wrote it. Is Paul right now openly admitting that he is weak? It would sound like it, wouldn't it? Isn't that exactly what he's saying? But then you might be stunned what he says right after that. This is what the Lord said, right? Unquote. Now Paul is speaking. "Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my" what? No way, dude. "Infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Verse 10. "Therefore," oh man, a lot of people don't like reading these verses right now because they don't want any part of it. They don't. I said, "Oh, Pastor, let's not go there." Don't go there, Pastor. Well, I'm going there. "Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake." And then we all know the final part. We forget everything prior to this, but then we remember this part of the verse. "For when I am weak, then I am strong." Amen? Wow. I want you to notice one thing here as well. All praise and all glory at this moment right now when someone is faced with all these situations, it is at that time that all praise and glory go to the Lord. Because now a person is forced to trust in God for every single thing. Say, "Lord, I've done it. Here we go. I need you to take care of this for me right now because I cannot do it. I've done all that I can." And the Lord says, "Consider it done. Here we go, my son." And boom. And at that very moment, we are also refreshed. We are revived. Praise God.
Amen.
All praise and all glory is due to the Lord. And it is never due to man at all. And I want to close here this morning with Isaiah chapter 41. Please put up for me Isaiah 41, verse 10. It says this, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Amen. These are all promises from the Lord, brothers and sisters, that I am sharing this morning. With a few illustrations here and there and some explanations for us to understand the Word of God a little bit deeper on this morning's Bible study. Also know that without us doing anything, why God can't be glorified in the circumstance, in the situation. I want you to know that we must always remain happy, remain glad, don't complain, Don't murmur, because God cannot receive glory in our complaint, in our doubt, in our stress. I'm not saying that you should be a robot and you should numb that side of your feelings. No, not totally. But when you know who you are in Christ, there's no room for everything else. No one thing. You can do it. You can do it. In fact, let's go ahead and title that message just that. You can do it. They were kind of egging me on back there, like, yeah, you should, yes. I could sense it, you know, just about. Let's call it that. Let this sink in here for today and think about this message for the rest of the day today. And also tomorrow when you wake up, say, I can do all things. You can do all things. And you can do it through Christ who strengthens you. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Remember that. Memorize it. It's a short verse. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Do you accept this message?
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we love you and we worship you. Lord, we thank you so very much, Lord, for your promises for us. And I pray, Lord, that we would not forget any of your promises. May we not, Lord, pay attention to more to the circumstances, Lord, than to the Creator of all things, who created us and everything around us. I thank you, Lord, that even when we find ourselves in bad times, in certain circumstances that we wouldn't wish to be in, you are there, Lord, with us. And you strengthen us, and you guide us and lead us every step of the way. May we not, Lord, just always mope and soak in all of these trials and tribulations, Lord, but may we rejoice in you always, all of the time, because we can do all things, Lord, through you and only you. And because of that, Lord, we say thank you, and we love you with all of our hearts. Blessed be your holy name, Lord Jesus, and thank you once again. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
We bless the name of Jesus for this wonderful message, amen. It's so welcome. It's good to hear that. Let us collect our offering. I ask Brother Chad to please collect our offering this morning to the house of God. And we bless the Lord with our tithes and offerings. Amen.
I just want to take a moment to say thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to return your blessings to us. You've blessed us with provision to honor you with tithes and offerings. They belong to you, and we know that. We're thankful for having the chance to return them to you. We ask, Lord, that you would receive them with gladness. And we love you and thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Amen.